Game two of the ALDS, the Blue Jays with a 1-0 series lead over the Rangers, looking to take the first two games in the Lone Star State. Jay Happ on the hill for Toronto, looking for his first postseason win, going up against Hugh Darvish. We pick up the action in the second scoreless game. A man on for Troy Tulowitzki facing Darvish.
And Tulowitzki sends one into left field. Back is Gomez. He looks up, and it is gone! Troy Tulowitzki with a two-run home run. And the Blue Jays strike first again. Two quick ones on the board from Tulowitzki.
2-1 to Pilar. Swung on it, belted. That's hit to left field. And that's hit a ton. That could go. It is out of here. Kevin Pilar takes Yu Darvish deep down the left field line. And the Blue Jays get that run back. They're up 3-1. The 1-1 pitch swung on and hit hard in the air to right field. That's it pretty deep. Mazzaro back in the track looking up, and that's gone. Are you kidding me? Kevin Pilar and Ezekiel Carrera take Yu Darvish deep here in the top of the fifth, and it's 4-1 Blue Jays. The 2-1 pitch swung on and blasted left field. If it stays fair, it's gone. And there's another one. Take that Parrott for a walk, Edwin. The Blue Jays lead it 5-1.
This Blue Jays offense has simply broken out against the Texas Rangers here so far in the division series.
There is a lot of history between Gomez and Liriano, teammates in Minnesota, very close friends. On the field, Gomez, in all of those matchups in the National League Central, has had great success against him. And Gomez hits Liriano. It's in the center field. Coming in to score is Moreland. Hoying's on his way to third as Carlos Gomez delivers with an RBI. And now we have to check on Liriano. That might have caught him in the back of the head. They are going to make a move here, and you can't blame them. Their goal was to get Osuna in the game, and now they have gotten him in the game in the eighth inning, a pitcher that was not available yesterday. And a swing and a miss. He struck him out. Notice the writing on the shoes of Roberto Osuna. It applies in this moment. And he got him with the power fastball. Strikes out Odor for the first out of the inning. One ball, two strikes. Moreland the tying run. Osuna with a pause at the top, and Moreland sends one to center field. Playable for Pilar. And he is under it. He makes the catch, and the Toronto Blue Jays survive.
Roberto Osuna with a five-out save as the Blue Jays go on the road and take both games in Texas, winning at 5-3. Jay Happ with his first career postseason win, allowing one run in five frames. Troy Tulowitzki now 5-for-9 in the series with five RBIs. The Rangers have now lost 11 of their last 12 ALDS games they've played at Globe Life Park all time. The Blue Jays go for the sweep in Game 3 on Sunday in Toronto. Aaron Sanchez up against Colby Lewis. Rangers manager Jeff Banister knows his team is in a bind after losing both games at home.
I think we had base runners on, seven innings total, six, seven innings. We gave ourselves opportunities. Didn't get the hit when we needed it. Obviously, I think it comes down to they made some pitches in some situations that we didn't. We just didn't come away TR with any type of hit that would break anything open for us.
What were your thoughts on Darvish today?
Yeah, four unexecuted pitches. What it boils down to, situation with, I think, too low. We were trying to go down away. We left the ball in. Encarnacion, we left the ball. I think Encarnacion, Pilar, and Carrera, we missed across the plate. They hit the ball out of the ballpark. Other than that, I felt like that you threw the ball well, came out really well. We've got to come out. Get a clean game from the starter, manage the game from the starting spot, play good defense and capitalize on run scoring opportunities. And we got to start with one. It's an uphill battle, one that is going to be a challenge. But I think our guys will continue to play. I mean, you saw it today. They continue to play all the way through. We're up against it. We've got to win three in a row. We were on the other side of that last year. I mean, we've been situation to where we've won three games in a row before. We've got to start with one.
Texas starter Hugh Darvish was clearly not pleased with his performance in game two.
I was struggling with the strike zone, and then I was get behind the count, and they were looking for the fastballs, I believe, and then, you know, when I left it on the plate, they got it, so they did a good job on that. In baseball, these kind of things, it could happen, you know, so my focus was to get the next guy out, kept battling. If you can look at my previous games, like, I'm not that kind of pitcher who always keep pitches down. Like, maybe in Japan, if you, you know, leave the pitches up, and then you might see the guys getting tired and all that stuff, but, like, you know, here, sometimes the high fastball works. So I don't think I was getting tired and then leaving the pitches up. If you see my mechanics on the previous games, it hasn't changed much, so I didn't change much. It's not like I was feeling bad or, but, like, you know, I wasn't feeling, like, super good either. And then just, you know, baseball, like in a regular season, you look back and then things like this happens. Sometimes you give 5 innings scoreless, and then sometimes you give up 5. And then today, I just got to give them, you know, the Blue Jays, they had a good approach to me today.
Our own Jack Morris spoke on the struggles of Rangers starter Hugh Darvish.
I don't think Darvish pitched all that poorly. I think it was a case where Toronto is just swinging it good right now. And the mistakes that he did make, and I'm not even, you know, you could argue whether they were mistakes. The one that Tulowitzki hit was down and in. He was ready for it, got the bat head out. The one that Encarnacion hit was inside right in his wheelhouse. But the other two were balls that were up in the zone to Kevin Pillar and away for Ezekiel Carrera. So I don't think he pitched as bad as the numbers showed.
Like you said, Toronto is just white hot right now, swinging the bat at the plate. And the 1-2 punch of Darvish and Cole Hamels in the first two games combined, 8 1/3, 11 hits, 11 earned runs, not what the Rangers were hoping for. And Jack, what is the mentality now as Texas's top two pitchers get pounded in the first two games?
Well, their backs are against the wall. They're going into a very hostile environment up in Toronto where the fans have really shown home field support. Toronto's going to possibly send their best pitcher right now, Aaron Sanchez, to the mound against Colby Lewis. So Colby Lewis is going to have to spin some magic. I think Texas is going to have to come up with some kind of luck in order to get out of there without losing the series.